After forming in 1974, they have been responsible for some of the biggest hits in musical history. Blondie burst onto the charts in the late 70s with Heart of Glass, shooting to number one in many countries. They will also make their return to this year's Isle of Wight Festival headlining the Big Top. And it was my absolute pleasure to have the co-founder and guitarist of Blondie, Mr. Chris Stein, with us this afternoon.
Hi, Josh.
You all right, Chris, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm in New York. How's things?
Yeah, very, very good, thanks. Absolute pleasure to have you joining us. So sorry we're slightly late, but thank you very much for your time.
Oh, it's okay. No problem.
No worries. Yeah, sun's shining on the Isle of Wight. How's the weather in the States?
Here it's chilly. We were in Florida. It was warm. Chilly in New York still. Business as usual.
Brilliant. And you're returning to this year's Isle of Wight Festival, aren't you, as well?
Apparently they're going to be there again, yes.
You are. Are you looking forward to playing it?
Yeah, we had a great time the last time. It was very memorable.
Well, that's it. And you were on the main stage, weren't you? What did you think of the Isle of Wight crowd?
The last time we were right before Muse or something like that. I can't remember who we opened. Or The Stroke or something. I can't remember who we were on prior to, but that was exciting.
This time,
I think we're on at the same time as, I don't know, Ellie Goulding or something.
I mean, you're in the Big Top as well, and it's a good. From what I've heard from bands that I spoke to in the past, the Big Top, it's like you get a better audience.
Indoors?
It's a massive tent.
Oh, you think it's a more select group?
It tends to be, because apparently, obviously, the main arena, it's got a lot in. It's got the fairground, it's got the food stand, it's got lots of toilets, and it's where everyone tends to hang out. So obviously, the Big Top tends to be only the people that want to watch Blondie in there.
Okay, so it's a balancing act. That sounds
definitely
good.
And there's some amazing names on the bill. I mean, Bon Jovi are on the main stage. There's the Killers. You coming for the weekend or just for the Sunday?
Probably just in and out. You know, I don't know who we'll get to see.
Oh, wow. And what can we expect from your set at the Isle of Wight Festival? The greatest hits?
We haven't started. We're probably going to rehearse before we go out in the summer. So we'll probably add some new material. We're working on new material right now for, I don't know, God knows when that'll come out. But we have a whole bunch of new songs in the almost finished. It's reaching the end, you know, so maybe we'll add some of that stuff.
That's awesome. Are you releasing a new album at all this year?
Yeah, I mean, albums are kind of over, so we're trying to figure out how to deal with it, you know. I mean, the hardcore fans want albums, but it's kind of all about single songs now, you know. It's gone back to like it used to be in the 50s with lots of singles. So we'll see. We're trying to figure it all out.
I agree. Are you playing any other festivals at all this year?
Yeah, there's a whole string of them all across the UK. We're doing the forestry festival circuit in the UK, which is, I know we're playing in Sherwood Forest, which is nice, and several others, which escape me at the moment.
Oh, brilliant. Have you ever played Glastonbury?
I don't think so, not this year. I think we did that a couple of years ago. I don't know. I'm only following orders. I just go where they tell me.
Yeah, and also, just to quickly about, you must have heard it, the One Direction version of One Way or Another.
Yeah, I think it's okay. I mean, I like the track. I see that a lot of the fans are disgruntled, but, you know, it's fine with me. More attention to the song. My friend just told me that his 12-year-old daughter now just has discovered Blondie as a result of that, so that's good, you know.
It's great. They performed it at the Brit Awards last night, and I honestly wasn't too keen on it, but I mean, and a lot of the UK seem to be saying Blondie's version were better.
Well, then we'll have a second round of One Way or Another getting onto the charts, you know? I don't know. It can't hurt, though. I'm all for it, whatever.
So you think they've done a good job of it, then?
It was okay. I like the track, you know? I haven't sat through the whole thing, but I saw bits and pieces of it.
And what future plans have you got for Blondie?
More music. I'm really buzzed about this new record we're doing. We're right in the end stages of it now. It's probably still going to be another month or so fine-tuning it, but we've got all the vocals recorded, so it's exciting.
Ah, sweet. And now, Chris, thank you very much for your time. Sorry we were slightly late,
thank
as
you.
I said.
It's been okay. In regards to all the fans over there, I'm looking forward to getting over and seeing everyone again.
Yeah, it's been a real pleasure, and I will see you at this year's Isle of Wight Festival.
All right, cheers.
Do you reckon we can just get you to say you're listening to Vectis Radio and here's Blondie Sunday Girl?
Okay. Hi, this is Chris Stein from Blondie. You're listening to Vectis Radio. Here is Sunday Girl.